you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. John, it's the last day of March. We're going to be saying happy April tomorrow, huh?
No, exactly. It's hard to believe.
Tomorrow's what? Is that April Fool's Day? So, hey everyone, happy April. So, here I am at the WLUJ studios in Springfield, and I'm glad, John, to partner with you during this special broadcast because I know you're excited about it because anything to get people into church is a plus. In fact, I led off with that verse out of Hebrews because it's part of God's plan. It's part of God's heart. It's the program that we assemble together.
Yes.
And the church has been God's bride. It's his passion. It's his love. It's the means or mechanism that he uses to disciple people, to raise them up, to allow gifted pastors to proclaim his word. And so when I heard about this initiative through you and some others, a couple special guests, I'll introduce them in a minute, it was a no-brainer. I said, let's help get the word out, anything that'll help get people back to church, or maybe for the unchurched person, hey, what's that sign all about? What does that mean? Or, hey, neighbor, why do you have that sign in your yard? And you shared something interesting, John, about the fact that there's a statistic about people going to church and how many or most of them, it's because of a personal invite.
That's right.
Share a little.
It's just that people say they would go to church if they were invited. The problem is they're not being invited. So if people would go to church if they're invited, all we've got to do is walk up to somebody and say, hey, brother, would you go to church with me?
Yeah.
We don't have to be any special qualifications. We don't have to be a seminary graduate or anything like that. All we got to do is care enough about people and just say, hey, would you go with me?
Yeah. And with Easter coming up, it's a perfect time. Or, you know, people are receptive, you know, around Christmas, around Easter. And so let this program be maybe a catalyst for you to be praying up, Lord, help there be a divine appointment. Maybe it's the neighbor that you're taking the garbage out at the same time, or you see somebody at the gas station you haven't seen for a while, or with the COVID lifting somewhat, maybe it's some people you haven't seen for a year or so, and you say, hey, what are you doing on Easter? What are you doing this coming Sunday? What's going on? Well, to help assist in this endeavor, there's an initiative that I just learned about actually a few days ago. And as you know, on Wednesday, we do the Prime Life Times in Review. And so we usually have a content contributor or author or somebody that's written in our publication. Well, I was so excited about this initiative, and it's called Hearts of Welcome Campaign. And so the catalyst behind the campaign, somebody that was thinking through, how do I get some people to church? I know other signs or other people have done something like this, but I'm thinking maybe there's a different way of doing it. And so I'm going to call up this sign maker I know in Springfield. And so we're going to talk about this initiative. Again, it's called Hearts of Welcome Campaign. And is the website Hearts of Welcome?
Welcomehearts.com.
WelcomeHearts.com. So wait till the program's over till you search that so we can have your undivided attention. So we're going to begin with you, Todd Stille, because I guess this was a recent phone call you made. You basically had in your mind, I'm going to call the sign makers. They've done a lot of different signs in the greater Springfield area. I think you actually do signs throughout the world, but you decided to call them up. What was the catalyst? What was your idea? And then tell us what happened.
A friend of mine had a sign in her yard from her local place of worship, and I wanted to get that for ours. And so I was calling sign makers to find out the expense and all that, and I called Todd, and it was late in the day, like 4:45 or something, and I expected a five-minute conversation, and we talked for 35 minutes. He was on fire with this idea.
So yep. You called Ace Sign Company in Springfield, and so Todd Bringett answered the phone. So a guy's calling, you know, you're in the sign business, you do yard signs, you do big signs on buildings. I went to your website, and I was fascinated by the 85-year history, and I don't know if it was your grandfather or just the family and all those old-fashioned black and white photographs and then vintage recordings. It's fascinating. What's that website, just in case people want to go and learn more about it? It's worth watching.
AceSignCO.com is our website.
AceSignCO.com. Okay, so you get this call from, we'll call you Todd Jr. and you're Todd Sr. No, okay, so we have two Todds in the studio. Why stay on the phone with this individual, and why did you get kind of caught up with this concept of this could really help the church, this could encourage believers and non-believers and be something that God uses in a powerful way?
We have a great team at Ace Sign Company, and I don't take all these phone calls. And I think that, in fact, I probably take a very little percentage of these particular phone calls, honestly, which keep looking at the pattern of opportunities that keep popping up and just amazes me how this has all come together so fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took the call from Todd, and Todd was asking about prices on the signs, you know, 25, 50, maybe 100. I've taken a couple of those phone calls in the past, and so I knew we were trying to get to that price point. We're talking about that. But one of the things that we always find very successful is to talk about the objective, mm-hmm. to talk about the why. So that was something that I tried to do a little bit of a reset with Todd as we were talking. What is the objective here? What are we trying to accomplish? And I don't think either of us quite knew totally what the objective was kind of spinning up into. But Todd mentioned he was looking up some Bible verses. He talked about being with Third Presbyterian Church. And there's a moment in time in the phone call where Todd had talked about that purpose being to share the opportunity to connect with Christ, to share the opportunity to come to church. And he made a comment at one point where he said, we could put Third Presbyterian on there. We might put them on there. He said, you know, but if we don't have Third Pres on there, if they just found themselves at church, mm-hmm. then that would be mission accomplished. Yeah. You know, and I thought, as soon as he said that, it just, my heart just lifted up. And I thought, what an amazing thing.
Right.
What a selfless comment. What a humble comment, and so it just kind of set me on fire for a second there. I immediately knew what the objective was, and as we got to talking about it further, I shared with Todd a project that we had started right around the beginning of the pandemic, very similar type of situation as well too. Just found myself very inspired to pick up on what I was seeing a lot of the public sharing their appreciation for what the healthcare community was doing for us at the beginning of COVID. So we bought heartsforhealthcare.com. We kind of just jumped on that scene. I could have never guessed it, but we ended up producing about 7,000 of those signs. And the power of the community sharing their support for something like that, to see that grow, was just something incredible. And as soon as I heard that selfless comment, you know, I was probably just a millisecond behind that. I was connecting that opportunity to bring people to Christ, what Todd was talking about, and the success that we had seen with the Hearts for Healthcare. Being able to potentially do something like that for God would be just an incredible thing. And I think the opportunity is there and then some.
And then what tends to happen, and I don't know if it's how the Holy Spirit ignites an idea or clarifies an idea or constructively through the wisdom of many, but here Todd initially said, you know, I want to kind of promote my church, which I'm sure many, if not all of our listeners, we love our pastors, we love our church. Again, it's been kind of interesting this last year with Zoom and the different mechanisms to still gather or not gather. But as he shared that, and then he started saying, you know, really, I have a bigger vision than just my church. As important as it is, it's just getting people back into church. So you were kind of hearing that, but not hearing that. But then there was a defining moment where, whether the Spirit just said, Todd, there's a way that we could create these signs that would benefit all churches, that all people from every different denomination could put the sign in their yard encouraging people to connect with their church. And so you've kind of taken the initial idea of how can we get people back into church, those that are believers that look forward to returning, to the unchurched neighbor, or the person down the street, or the person like John you mentioned that has never been asked to church.
Right.
And so the concept is, this initiative is Hearts of Welcome, and it's a sign. It's a big old heart with the cross in the middle, very tastefully done. It's red and black, and they're nice yard signs. And so the goal is that dozens and thousands of these signs will be all over the area, and people will be talking, what's this Hearts of Welcome sign? What's it all mean? And then there's a website. And what's nice, it's very non-denominational. It's very inclusive, I guess you would say, where people can find out a church in their area, and it can begin to spur on a conversation. Why do you have that sign in your yard? Or people are starting to see all these signs, and then they go to the website and they say, oh, it's about getting people back in church. So give us some of the nuts and bolts on how somebody could get involved, or how do I get a sign, or what you hope gets accomplished in the coming days.
Sure, sure. Yeah, like you said, it's the community's ability to be able to put out that message. And that's something that I've found in this is such an opportunity where myself, I don't feel myself being that best elevator talk specialist for Christ. And, I need to be working on that for sure.
Now, I'm going to stop you for a moment because some people are driving along. What's the elevator? That's kind of basically, you have about 2 minutes. You're on an elevator. You have a captive audience. And how are you going to testify to your love for Jesus, or how are you going to share your faith, or how are you going to maybe tell somebody, you know, they have pins like, ask me why I'm smiling, and then you get to talk about Jesus. So in case you've never heard the elevator, 2 minutes. Okay, if you only had 2 minutes and you're on an elevator, how would you, in a nutshell, summarize your faith journey or something? So just in case somebody's driving along, what's the elevator talk? I haven't had that yet.
While I may not have that skill set, God has blessed us with some graphic design skill sets over our 133 years in sign business. And so to be able to put that to work is amazing. That weekend after talking to Todd, I just spent a lot of time thinking about that and praying about that. I was looking through a number of devotionals, and I ran into a devotional that was talking about cultivating a heart of welcome. And seeing that devotional and seeing its message really connected, it seemed to summarize really well what the objective was in front of us. And so the Hearts of Welcome campaign, we jumped in with a couple of our designers. We knew that we had to do something very clean, very simple, so it would be recognizable. And that's the entire objective, like you said. You know, street after street, neighborhood after neighborhood, you see that heart, and folks are sharing their heart. So while my elevator speech might not be my best quality, I can sure sling a lot of signs. So,
sure. So to find out more, welcomehearts.com. Welcomehearts.com, and it's a real attractive sign. It's one of those plastic signs, you know, very easy to put into the ground, and it'll last many months, and it'll be a catalyst for conversation. People say, what's that mean? Oh, let's go to welcomehearts.com and find out more. And it's a real great non-denominational message that encourages people to attend church. And there's a whole listing. You can scroll through dozens and dozens of different churches. And we're hoping and praying that this will become maybe even a national campaign. But right now, the WLUJ family of stations, and we're trying to figure out how to get it over to the Great News Radio family of stations towards Champaign, Urbana, Danville, Bloomington, and other locations where you'll be able to list more and more churches. But just the concept of encouraging people to go to church, it's like a no-brainer, everyone. We know what can happen in the church. We know the church is God's bride. Hey, being a pastor, John, why are you buying into this? Why do you think this is a wonderful thing?
Well, you know, any time that you can have a reason to have someone approach you so that you don't have to be the one that steps out and initiate the conversation, because so many people are you know, they love Jesus. I'm not doubting that. But they're afraid to share their faith. They're afraid to share their testimony often. But if someone walks up to you and says, hey, what's this about? It opens a door. You can see that they're interested, and all you have to do is just invite them to church. You know, That's the easiest way to do it is to have someone call in and say, hey, I'm looking for, and then all you got to do is put them in the picture. It's perfect.
Now, Todd, is there a favorite story you have with this campaign just being launched or somehow where you've seen God already using it that kind of validates, wow, this really is special. This is God-driven. This is something that I think if more and more people will get the signs and put them in their yards, who knows how it could spur the church on in new ways.
I've got friends of mine that I talk to every week, and I've got people from Texas to Quincy, Illinois to Washington, D.C. praying for this. So they are praying that this will explode. They are praying that this may possibly come to their area. So it is spurring the church on or spurring Christians on. So this is huge. When Todd said to me, this is an opportunity, that made me think, wow. It really could be. But that word, opportunity, is just part of the Holy Spirit working.
Yeah, I'm thinking that WWJD, you know, how we went through that whole period with all those wristbands and people being really encouraged and blessed, and it opened up conversation. Well, this Hearts of Welcome campaign can be the next kind of little catalyst and incentive or initiative where, you know, why is that sign in your yard? Tell me about it. Well, if you go to welcomehearts.com, welcomehearts.com, you'll learn more. And this is just a really creative initiative to get a yard sign in your place of business, in your yard, you know, in your neighbor's yard, around the block, in the churchyard, wherever you can place a sign. They're really clean, they're neat, they're attractively made. And so what's the cost? How does somebody pick up signs or get involved?
If you go to welcomehearts.com, there at the website, you're going to see a map in a couple of places. And at that map, you're going to notice a number of pins on there that are the Welcome Heart. And each one of those welcome hearts is the part of the growing number of participatory churches. And if you stop by one of those participatory churches, you can pick up a yard sign. We also have been making some nice small decals as well, too, which is a great way to see that campaign moving around the community on the back window of a vehicle. Here, just yesterday, we added to the website the kids' coloring page as well, too. So having the kids jump in and have their ability to color one of their own hearts, placing that in your front window. It's a neat opportunity where we can engage, and you know, while the yard sign I think is a really big visual, there's so many visual opportunities to be able to strengthen this message, and so we're really excited to continue to build that as well too, and see the creativity of how people continue to build that as well too on their own. We're also working on these individual handout cards as well, too, about size of business card that are going to be available very soon. And if you were at, say, the local restaurant and provided a generous tip and had a good experience and then you left with that, your welcome heart as well, too. You know, there's so many great opportunities to share this word, to create that compelling thought of, you know, what is that welcome heart? Get them to the website and hopefully, like you said, have that opportunity to have that conversation and that individual invite to worship.
Yeah, encourage them to attend a local church. The initiative is called Hearts of Welcome Campaign, and you can find out more at welcomehearts.com, welcomehearts.com. Better yet, stop by the WLUJ Studios, 600 West Mason Street, right here in Springfield. And I think you dropped off like 50 signs for us. And so there is a cost. It's $8, but it's well worth it. Just get your neighbor, your friend, other coworkers to put these signs up. Let's canvas the area. Let's have people talking about it. And better yet, talking about Jesus, because they'll go into church where they can hear that good news message, that transformational message, and who knows how this yard sign can be used in a unique way. Find out more at welcomehearts.com, welcomehearts.com, and who knows how this initiative might take on life beyond just the greater Central Illinois area into other states, into other countries. But it's called Hearts of Welcome Campaign, and it's a way and quite possibly a very unique tool that God will use to get people into church. And we want to be about that. So Hey, thank you, Todd and Todd. Thank you, John, for being a part of the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I hope you'll carve out a little time and stop by WelcomeHearts.com. You can find out about the initiative and certainly stop by the WLUJ studios here in Springfield. We'll have signs available, make it really easy for you. And you might want to bring extra cash so you can get signs for your friends and neighbors and coworkers. So let's get signs up all over the area, and let's encourage people to attend church. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and John Swinford with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, winning families to Jesus all around his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it alone. But each one can